In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul, in his epistle from last Sunday and today's, bids us to be fervent in God's service, since we have received different gifts according to the grace that is given us. We might have received different graces, like that of teaching, singing, carpenter, cleaning, serving the altar, or even of prayer. St. Paul compares our life in the service of God to a race, to a running race, in which only those who persevere will obtain the prize. He says, "So run that you may obtain it. Strive for it. Refrain yourself from all worldly things. Fight." We have to work these gifts, to work them out. These gifts that we have received, and not to be idle. God doesn't like lukewarm people. Especially in today's gospel, we see that God calls for more and more workers into His vineyard, His church. He calls at any time, at any hour, in times of the Old Testament, in times of the New Testament, today. But the ones that He calls into His service, He wants them to work in an industrially manner, not in an idle way or murmuring. The price is great, so our work in our part must be great too. See how much the worldly people work for vain things, for worldly things. How much time they spend their lives working for vain things. We should also do our part for the sake of heavenly crown, for the eternal happiness, by practicing those holy virtues such as prayer, love of God and of our neighbor. Also practice the gift or ability that we have received from God for the service of God. This is what St. Paul says, be fervent in the service of God, not for the service of any man, not for John, not for Peter, the service for God. For example, we should profit from these abilities or gifts that God is giving us for our lives. We should profit in the service of His church, as today in the Holy Gospel calls Him to His vineyard to work for His church. Everyone can work and do service to the church according to the gift you have received, that we have received. For example, if you have received the grace of teaching, so teach in the school, Catholic schools. If you have the grace of singing, sing in the choir. If you are a carpenter, come to the church and do carpenter work. If you have the gift of cleaning, you like to clean, come and clean the church or serve in the altar. If you are, you can be able to serve the altar. If you have very special grace for prayer, especially pray for vocations, for more vocations. As I start my priesthood, just right in Christmas, I saw how much we need vocations. Because of the work I have to do. I am not murmuring, but I saw that there were a lot of work to do. I started going to Columbus, regardless of the weather. It was a terrible weather. And then I have to fly to Milwaukee for my first time as my first Mass as a priest. Also, and after I flew to Guadalajara, Mexico, and even I had to go farther south Mexico. I had to visit Father Siordia to Cocoyoc. This is in the south of Mexico. It's a place called Morelos, the state of Morelos. When I was in Cocoyoc, Father Siordia even sent me farther away to south. He sent me to Alpanocan. It's a town of Puebla, Mexico. This Alpanocan place is situated the south in between the mountains. When I was going, they said this place is in the middle of nowhere, because the only thing I saw were mountains and the volcano Popocatépetl. Do you know this volcano is always in active? It's always active. So when I was there, I said my first mass in Alpanocan, New Year's Eve, and after mass, the people asked me questions that those people are Indians. Some of them speak the Nahuatl language, Nahuatl. They asked me if there were more priests. They were surprised. They were told that no more priests, no more traditional priests were found in the world. So no more traditional priests. When they saw me as a young priest, they were happy. So because they know also Father Siordia, and they saw me even younger than him, so they were happy. They want me to stay there. They want a priest. So they have two churches. One bigger that is dedicated to San Anthony of Padua. And one little one at the mountain, even up in the mountains. They want me to stay there and as a new priest, or as they just need a priest. And I was surprised, even as a Mexican, how they are organized. They have 24 men taking care of the church. And two are every day in the custody of the church, because this town of Alpanocan they don't have the infection of the Nuevo Sordo. They have been with the traditional mass since the conquer of Mexico, since they were evangelized. So they never had permitted a Nuevo Sordo priest coming to the church. If the diocese of Cuernavaca tries to send a priest or to obtain this church, they will close the church, they will get in machetes or stones to defend the church. As you heard in Mexico City, in a little town, the Indians there, they defend the church, but nevertheless, the government with 500 or 1,000 policemen, they took the church. So now the traditional priest is there saying the mass outside the church. The doors are closed and he's outside. So the people here want me to stay also in Cocoyoc with Father Siordia is. The town is of 15,000 people that had to be, that they need work, and Father Siordia is not enough, is what the people told me. Father Siordia is not enough, you should stay and help him. So there are several towns with no priests, and also in Guadalajara, the Father Madrigal is there, and he needs help too. And in Milwaukee, they don't have priests. They need also priests. In Columbus, they don't have priests. And here, you need more priests. Detroit, with Bishop Sandberg, he wants me to stay there also. So, it's what my experience that we need to pray for vocations. Even I will start praying harder for vocations. And so, as our Lord is calling today to His vineyard, in any time, in any hour, for more workers to His vineyard, so we should all, everyone with our gifts, do our part for the church God and for these people with no priests. And please, then prayer in your charity, prayer for more vocations, for the young priests like myself, and for all the priests, for the seminarians that we already have. So in your charity, please pray for us and for these people that they don't have a priest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.